VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Fighting broke out in Yemen's key port city of Hodeida Monday, even as efforts toward a ceasefire accelerated. Yemeni military officials accused the Iran-backed Houthi rebels of firing in the eastern part of the city. Pro-government forces responded and Saudi-led coalition jets launched airstrikes. Both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia earlier expressed support for peace efforts in Yemen, even as fighting continued. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported some scattered pockets of fighting around the key Red Sea port city of Hodeida Monday, despite pledges from both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia to accept UN calls for a ceasefire. The coalition has been waging war against the rebel Houthis to restore Yemen's internationally recognized government to power. Saudi coalition spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists in Riyadh Monday that the coalition supports all efforts by UN envoy Martin Griffiths to bring peace to Yemen, but that fighting was continuing in Hodeida and the Houthis attempted to launch a missile into Saudi territory overnight, although it fell inside Yemen.
Israel's ruling coalition remained intact Monday after a key minister backed off his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Education Minister Naftali Bennett had pressured Netanyahu to name him defense minister, but he said his Jewish Home Party would drop all of its demands and give the prime minister a chance to get Israel, quote, to win again. The defense chief post became vacant last week with the resignation of Avigdor Lieberman, who was upset that Israel didn't respond more forcefully to a flare-up in the Gaza Strip. I'm Christopher Cruz. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan sharply criticized President Trump Monday for questioning Pakistan's anti-terror efforts. He said the U.S. is making Pakistan a, quote, scapegoat for U.S. failures in Afghanistan. In an interview that aired Sunday on Fox News, Trump defended his decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. The president also accused Pakistan of sheltering al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden before he was tracked down and killed in Pakistan in 2011 by U.S. special forces. The chairman of the Nissan automobile company, Carlos Ghosn, is to be dismissed after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nissan says an internal investigation found chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn underreported his income. Japanese broadcaster NHK and the Kyoto News Service say Ghosn earned about $89 million over a five-year period, but reported it as half that. Ghosn's alleged misconduct includes personal use of company assets. Nissan confirms Ghosn was arrested after being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors. The automaker issued an apology to shareholders and stakeholders, vowing to address governance and compliance issues.
Three Democratic senators have sued to block President Trump's appointment of Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. They filed the lawsuit on Monday in federal court in Washington. Associated Press, Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Richard Blumenthal, Mazie Hirono, and Sheldon Whitehouse want a federal judge to remove Whitaker, arguing his appointment is unconstitutional because the Senate did not confirm him. The Constitution does require the Senate confirm all principal officials before they can serve. The Justice Department says Whitaker's appointment is legal since he's been at the department for more than a year at a sufficiently senior level as Jeff Sessions' chief of staff. Blumenthal says the president's denying the Senate its constitutional obligation because he knows Whitaker would never pass Senate scrutiny.
Almost 1,000 people are now on the list of those still missing in the western U.S. state of California after the deadliest wildfire in the state's history swept through areas of the northern part of the state. The number of people on the list was 1,300. It dropped when officials were able to account for 300 people who were on it. At least 77 people are confirmed dead. The fire itself is still burning. It's 65% contained, and thousands of firefighters are working to try to bring it under control. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.